Teenage Sports with your host, Michael Barra. Today, we are going to be going over a top 100 MLB player list that, let's just say, me and my guests do not agree with very much. I'll go ahead and let my guests say whatever you would like.
I'm back. Your favorite, Boo McDougal here. I love baseball, America's pastime. It's not America's game. Love football more. But this is probably the most excited I've been about a podcast because this is crazy.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the list is awful. I mean, me and Boom can both agree with that. Boom, his expertise is definitely football, but he knows his baseball. And just looking at the list, I think he could tell that it was terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
So we can go ahead and get right on into it. This is a list by CBS Sports writer Dane Perry, released April 9th. And let me just say, Dane Perry, we're not coming for you. We're not coming for your job. But CBS, if you need another baseball writer, just hit me up, because I don't know if your boy Dane knows what he's doing. But let's get her started at 100. We're not going to go player by player, but we're going to just go off of some of the notable ones that we don't agree with and tell you why. So, number 100, Andrelton Simmons. The best defensive shortstop in the league should not be 100. So, he's the best defensive shortstop. In the last baseball podcast, I actually called him a fringe Hall of Famer. So this doesn't help whenever someone puts him at 100. You got anything to add?
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but I think he's better than Tim Anderson and Paul DeJong.
Yeah. So, those are other shortstops at his position, and he's better than those guys. And putting him 100 for a guy that almost hit 300 last year, I believe, and is the best defensive shortstop in the league, you just can't put someone that low.
No.
And Colton Wong is above him. Colton Wong is not a better player than Andrelton Simmons.
I will say Colton Wong's not terrible, but I think Andrelton Simmons is higher. Colton Wong's number 99.
Yeah, so I'm going to move to number 98. We got Jesus Luzardo, a relief pitcher. I just realized this was a relief pitcher. A relief pitcher who is a prospect in the Oakland A's system. They have him at 98, above Andrelton Simmons. And Colton Wong, two players that have been in the league for years. This is a 22-year-old prospect that has pitched in 6 appearances.
Yeah,
I just can't put you that high. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to figure out like a order that he went in. If he likes defense, Mr. Dane. If he likes defense, offense. If he likes one hit wonders, and then at 96, I see Joe Adele, who has never even played a game of baseball in the major leagues.
Skip 97.
Oh, I mean, that's Tim Anderson. I think Tim Anderson should be a little bit higher.
I think so too. I think if he played on a different team, people would respect him more. That's just my opinion.
I think a lot of people don't respect him because he is a man who likes to do his old bat flip, and he flips it high. Let me tell you. So, yeah, I can't put a player that's never even played a game above those 4 players, or at least 3, because I don't agree with Joe Adele or Jesus Luzardo even being on this list. But number 95, Paul DeJong. I don't know much about Paul DeJong.
I think he's better than Anderson and Simmons, in my opinion. So
really,
I don't think Andrelton Simmons is that great, but I don't think he should be 100. I think DeJong and Simmons should both be higher.
I mean, if you value defense, you are getting what you asked for. Paul DeJong is a better hitter, I would probably say, homer-wise. But I want my shortstop to throw people out.
for a shortstop.
Yeah.
The next guy here is I don't understand.
Is he a rookie also? I think he is. Luis Robert, 94, has never played a game of baseball, MLB baseball either.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you can do that. I mean, I know that we've seen guys like Aaron Judge and Pete Alonso just come in the league and just be amazing, but I don't know if you can rank prospects in your top 100 players for this year when one of them is going to, unless they move them to right or left, is going to be Mike Trout's backup. So,
yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm pretty sure he's going to play right field.
I mean, yeah, but he has the most busted center fielder, so.
Yeah. I don't really see how you can put, what, Luis Robert is above six players, and he hasn't even played a game yet? Yeah, I just can't see myself doing that. But the guy above him, Michael Brantley, I personally think should be higher. I'm a big fan of Michael Brantley.
I think he should be a lot higher, in my opinion. I think he should be higher than the next three guys.
Now, you're not going to see me put a bunch of Astros much higher for obvious reasons, but I definitely think Brantley. He is a little injury prone, but I definitely do think Brantley is better than players like Jeff McNeil, who is above him right now, who has only had one really good year. Brantley's been doing this for his whole career when he's not injured.
Yeah, it says here that McNeil only has 196 career games at the major league level.
I mean, in those games, he is batting .320. So, if he continues this for another year, then yes. But he's only been doing it for, what, a season and one-fourth?
Yeah, that's my deal. I just want to know what this guy was going off of because – there's some that are like, okay, this guy had one good year, and you have them way up. And then there's some that they have one good year, and they're way down. It's just there's no consistency in this at all. And it gets worse when we start going down the ranks.
So at 91, the AL Rookie of the Year, Yordan Alvarez, DH for the Astros. I can see why you put him a little bit lower because he's a DH, so he's not providing any defensive production, but I can't put someone who hits like he does that low.
Yeah.
But if you are not valuing the DHs, then I can see that.
Well, there's a DH that's really high later that we'll see that doesn't have any, any fielding. I think you know who I'm talking about as a Rangers fan.
Oh, yeah.
But I really think this is one of the guys that you can – I know I've been saying one-hit wonders, but this is one of the guys that I think you could put a little bit higher after 1 year.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when you're the AL Rookie of the Year, you have gone out and shown that you were the best one-hit wonder, I guess.
I think he's better than Eduardo Rodriguez and Max Kepler. And
Austin Meadows, which are our next three. I don't really have a problem with 90, Eduardo Rodriguez. Max Kepler at 89 may be a little high to me because he is a very good defender and can hit for homers.
No, I think he's – what do you mean by high? You mean – when you say high, do you mean closer to 100?
I mean, I think he should be lower on this list. I think he should be closer to maybe the 70s.
Yeah, he's that's at 89. What I agree with. Because, I mean, he's a – you don't get a lot – there's – I mean – until you get to, like, the top 20 players, you don't get a lot of those defensive outfielders that can also hit for power like he can.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've had players on the Rangers like Delino DeShields that are on that team to run and play really good field.
Yep.
And Kepler can do both. I think he can do all of them because I'm pretty sure he's a decent runner.
He's an all-around good player. He lacks that name. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Twins didn't they set the single season home run record last year?
They did.
So they had a lot of those kind of guys. And you know, you look at the Yankees and you see Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, and you know, Didi Gregorius and Gary Sanchez and DJ LeMahieu, all these guys that you're like, you know who they are. You have a bunch of these twins who you look at their stats and you're like, geez, this guy had a he's a great fielder and can also hit 36 home runs. They had a lot of those guys, and I think that's the problem with a lot of the twins. They don't have that big name, but I mean, they were hitting dingers last year, so.
Yeah, there's certain teams that definitely don't get the recognition that they deserve, like the Twins, who, I mean, there's not in a – I mean, I don't think Minnesota's a small market.
I mean, there's
they're probably not as big of a market as, obviously, the Yankees.
Yeah, no. All right.
So I have a huge problem. We have Austin Meadows at 88. I think he's fine there. Maybe he should be a little bit lower on this list, like in the 70s, like we were saying.
I would put Kepler 87.
Yeah, I would put Kepler above him. But 87, Gavin Lux. Gavin Lux has not played a game of Major League Baseball. Yes, I know. He is the second best prospect in the major leagues because I looked it up. He is very good. He will start for them next year.
Well,
he is not better than what?
I have a question 11, for you.
11 players, 13 players.
I have a question for you. Did Muncy, was he not their primary second baseman last year?
Pretty sure he was second first. Max Muncy.
Yeah. Who else do you know? I mean, I'm trying to put.
I don't know many of the Dodgers, but I know that Gavin Lux will.
I know I went to a Dodgers game last year and. I watched the Dodgers. Obviously, they're a great team. Pretty sure Muncy got most of the second. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he played second the most. So I'm interested. They probably move Muncy to first. But then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who the other guy was who was playing. I know Muncy didn't play all of the games at second, but I just don't understand. I don't understand how you put a prospect up this high over these guys that we've mentioned who have been great.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that he's trying to do this projection thing. Aaron Judge came in the league and hit, what, 50 homers? And I mean, I understand it, but all these guys have gained so much respect. They've done it before this kid, and he just shouldn't be that high.
Yeah. All right, the next one is the one that I have a big problem with.
I do, too. I'll let you start this one.
Okay. Carlos Correa at 86. We have a lot of good shortstops in the league right now. But let's look here. Bo Bichette at 79.
One hit wonder. Or not one hit wonder, but he's been good for 1 year.
Fernando Tatis, I'll give him that. Okay. But also really young.
Only been in the league for 1 year also.
Trey Turner, okay, who I like, but is he better than Correa? Let's keep looking here.
And we
Corey Seager. Caution that he there does. Is no chance Corey Seager is the 43rd best player in baseball right now.
43rd?
He's not better than Trey Turner or Carlos Correa, in my opinion.
Okay, hold on. He is when he's not injured, but for what he put on Carlos Correa, he said this is a ranking because of his health issues. I'm pretty sure Corey Seager?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Corey Seager was injured all of last year. How are you going to put Corey Seager above, like, what, three really good shortstops when you were the one injured last year? You know, you didn't show anything.
Yeah, I don't understand how Correa is this low. I feel like I'm vouching for every Astro we see. And maybe we've seen Yordan a little low, Correa a little low. Maybe he did that because he's thinking the same way we are with the Astros. But come on, like, Bo Bichette, no, not better than Correa. I'm sorry.
And we'll definitely, when we get lower down on this list, I have a few Astros that I am going to hate on. I'm not going to vouch for them. So don't think that we're all for these Astros.
All right, next guy.
85. Eloy Jimenez, a really good slugger from the White Sox. He's only been in the league for 1 year. A lot of guys on this list have only been in the league for 1 year, it seems. Hit 31 homers in 122 games. Had a really good year. I'll give him that.
I don't have any much to say on that one.
Yeah, I don't really have much problem with that. Now, the next one is Jake Odorizzi, who had a really his best season last year. But is that enough to put him at 84?
The only reason why I'm not going to totally hate, but most of my arguments have been compared to the other ones that they have above the person or below the person. We haven't really seen a great starting pitcher yet, have we?
No, we really have. I mean, so, we've seen Rodriguez, but I don't think Rodriguez is probably that much better than Odorizzi to have us change anything.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah. 83.
So 83. We may disagree on this one. I think Whit Merrifield should be higher or lower on the list. I mean, I think he should be closer into the 60s.
Can you tell me some second baseman he's better than? I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, what second baseman are on this list that?
Let me look at the list. Well, the thing about him is he can play like three or four positions. So he's not just that second baseman. There's really not that many second basemen on this list.
I wouldn't say he's better than LeMahieu, would you?
No.
I wouldn't say he's better than Muncy. Okay, so.
Okay, I wouldn't necessarily say he's better than some of these second basemen, but I think he's better than some of these just regular players that are on this list. Like, I personally think he's better than. I think he's better than Michael Conforto, who's at 72.
Yeah.
And an outfielder. I think he's better than Nelson Cruz, who, yes, did hit 41 homers, but Whit Merrifield can play all positions and hit 300.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily think he's better than some of the second basemen this guy has on this list, but I think he should still be higher.
All right. These next two guys – okay, well, the next guy – I think should be a lot higher than 82.
JD Martinez. I'm thinking he just doesn't rate players who can't play defense very high. But JD Martinez is a slugger. What?
Then we would have had Angelton Simmons a lot higher.
True. So that's why there's zero consistency. It makes zero sense.
And Angelton's not a bad hitter either.
No, he isn't. I'm going to try to make you come around on Anderson Simmons, I swear. No,
he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he's good.
But JD Martinez at 82 should definitely be higher. He's been one of the best hitters in the league for the last few years. I think he was – I could be wrong on this. I feel like he may have been in the MVP, not like top five, top seven in 2018 for a DH.
He led the league in home runs, I think.
That's impressive. You can get that close to winning the MVP as a DH who just doesn't ever play the field.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next guy. As much as I love him, if our argument's one-hit wonder, I don't know. But I do think he's better than Brandon Woodruff, who's at 80, so I don't know.
Yeah, Lance Lynn, he's talking about. Rangers starting pitcher. I don't think he's a one-hit wonder. He's had a really decent career. Now, last year, I'm pretty sure was his best year. Yeah, but I don't think he's like a one-hit wonder necessarily. I do think he's going to have another good year next year, hopefully, or this upcoming year. But I think he's better than Brandon Woodruff, 27-year-old.
So here's what it says on Lance Lynn. Here's what's this guy's name, Dane? Mr. Dane said, Lynn cut down on his sinker usage in 2019, and as a partial consequence, he enjoyed a career year. Leaning more heavily on his fastball, cutter, and curve also allowed him to keep the opposite side in check. Those adjustments suggest the gains Lynn made last season are sustainable in the near term. I actually agree with Dane. I've seen a lot of things that have said that same thing, that he changed his style. And I think if you do that and then you just have a career year, then maybe if he keeps that up, maybe he's going to produce for a couple more years like that, hopefully.
Hopefully. Coming from a Rangers fan, we can –
but I definitely think he's better than –
our rotation is our stars.
I definitely think he's better than Brandon Woodruff.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Woodruff, he may be a rookie. I cannot confirm that, but
no.
I mean, a 27-year-old, he probably
he's
is
not
a rookie.
But he
I don't know a lot enough about him to put him above. I mean, it's only one spot above.
He's got a lot more velocity than a break. I know that about him. But I think he's not better than Lynn. That's just me. But this next one, I totally disagree with. Or the next two, for different reasons. 79, Bo Bichette.
I'll let you go into that one.
Like I said earlier, Correa, not a chance that Correa is better than or worse than him. Have we seen any other shortstops? I even would say that Anderson and DeYoung, you could put higher than them. I mean, he's a
– Simmons and DeYoung?
Anderson, Tim and I forgot about Simmons, too.
Oh.
But, I mean –
It matters how much you project his future career, because these are projections for the 2020 season.
So if we're going on production in the 2020 season, then I don't put him that high. Maybe the 2022 season or 2021. Right. But yeah, okay. Now the next one.
This one hurts. This is Joey Gallo at 78, the Texas Rangers center fielder.
And I'm going to say, these next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rankings are the worst chunk. Six. These next six players, I have a lot to say about. Joey Gallo.
Oh, wow, this is horrible. I just realized.
Joey Gallo should be a lot higher.
He's at 78.
He's listed as a center fielder. I don't know if we're going to play him in center field this year.
I think we will, because we traded away Delino DeShields.
But the only thing I don't like about Joey Gallo is he's strikeout or home run. I mean, that's
– not last year. Last year he was strikeout walker.
Well, he was injured. Home run. Too.
He was injured towards the end of the year, but before that he was looking fantastic. He would
have definitely been home run in the home run derby and definitely an all-star. Like literally the dude, I don't know how many home runs he had. I think he might have been up there with Bellinger and Yelich in home runs before he got injured.
I personally thought he was first in the league until he got injured. And that injury really sucks, because that's an injury that, like, I think hit him for the rest of the year. Because did he not finish the rest of the year, or did he try playing through some of it?
If he came back, it was at the end of the year, because he was out for a while.
I'm pretty sure he came back, but I believe it was a hamstring thing. And that's something with his swing and how he swings very hard. I mean, that's hard to play through.
I
definitely do think he should be higher.
I think he should be higher, but he shouldn't. I think this whole we need to move this whole chunk of players up.
Let me talk about. So Joey Gallo is at what, 78? Is that that is? We'll talk about the rest of those players in a second. But this Dane Perry guy has Victor Robles at 65, who is, I wouldn't even put him above. I'd put him in like the 80s. He has DH Jorge Soler, who hit the AL leading 48 homers. I don't think he did that the year before. And he's a DH. How are you going to put Joey Gallo, who is a home run hitter and is a really great fielder? Great arm. And, I mean, potentially going to play our center field at what? He's like 6'5 or something. He's huge.
But, Robles was better.
But yeah, let's get to the rest of this little chunk. I'll let you start.
77, Bryce Harper. Used to be one of my favorite players until he got paid all that money and then didn't perform. But I don't agree with people make his performance worse than it was, I think. He still hit 35 home runs.
Well, they see that 300 or however much money he made. They see that big old contract and are like, all right, you need to be Mike Trout.
Yeah. And I think he could definitely get better next year. We saw it. He was better in Washington. he had a down year, but his down year still had 35 home runs. Come on, like, that's – and he's not a terrible fielder either, so I
– And so the person they have in front of him hurts. Hurts so much. Starling Marte is above Bryce Harper, apparently. Are you kidding me?
He's been good, but he's not better than Gallo or Harper.
Not even close. He's, I mean, Dane has him as a veteran five-tooler who, I don't know how you can put a five-tooler in this days of baseball who I don't think he has hit 25 homers this last past season, but I don't think you can consider yourself a five-tooler if you aren't hitting with the big guns, but Starling Marte is not better than Bryce Harper.
No.
And
there's a lot of guys that I could look at on this list and say that, or say that Bryce Harper is better than.
Oh, yeah. And number 75, Fernando Tatis. Very good year last year. Only played in 84 games, though.
Yeah. He's really good, though. I mean, it's hard to say.
He's really good, and he's really young. I mean, he batted 317 in those 84 games as a 20-year-old. He was fantastic. I just can't put him that high for only playing 84 games. I still think Bryce Harper is better than Fernando Tatis. And I would also say Joey Gallo is. And Correa. The guys are pretty below him.
Yeah.
So
Tatis should be up there with Trey Turner, in my opinion. And I don't think
really. So you have Tatis being a little higher.
I think that Tatis is a guy that there's not bust potential. He can do everything, and I think he reminds me a lot of Trey Turner. Honestly, that's why I think that in the next year or two, we're going to be talking about him. I think he's definitely going to be. He'll be an all-star, probably about a 5 or 6 time all-star, in my opinion. I think he's one of my favorite young players in the league right now.
And I mean, he's only 20, so think about if he can wreck the league like he did last year. He's probably got 17 years. That'll make him at 37. Let's say he plays till 37. He's got 17 good years of baseball that we have get to watch. That's exciting.
The next guy, it hurts to see people rank him this low, but he has declined.
I don't see it. All right, so 74 is Clayton Kershaw, the best pitcher in the decade. So I don't know Kershaw's age exactly. I would say 31, 32. Pitchers do not fall off that early. Kershaw had a 3.03 ERA. That's probably top 15, 20 in the league for an NL and maybe in the league. Kershaw, yes, he's Dane has said he has a velocity loss, but based off of what I've seen for the last 7 years, I don't think people can just get rid of his last 7 years or so where he was the best pitcher in baseball.
Well, you got to remember, we're talking about performance next season. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think he's higher than some of these starting pitchers that are above him. But if we're going off of what Dane said, I agree with him. He said last season he registered an ERA of 3.03 with strikeouts to walk ratio of 4.61. Future Hall of Famers in his decline phase, but he's still a major asset. I agree with that. He is declining, but I think he's still really good. But I see Sonny Gray above him. I don't agree with that. I think he's better than Aaron Nola.
Aaron Nola. I think he's better than John Gray. I think he's better than Blake Snell. Nah, I think he's better than Kyle Hendricks. Those are all pitchers that are above him.
No.
Blake Snell was not good last year.
I think Blake Snell will have
I mean, he did have his 2018 Cy Young, but Clayton Kershaw is going to – all right, I'm going to say it right here, right now. Clayton Kershaw is going to be in the top five
for Cy Young voting next year. I hope he does, because I love Clayton Kershaw. But, yeah. Yeah, he's from Texas.
He's a Texas boy, isn't he?
He went to Highland Park with Matthew Stafford.
Another underrated player. They kind of look the same.
All right, 73, my most hated player in baseball right here.
I hate this guy, but I can't put him this low or this high. He needs to be lower for me. Manny Machado.
Yeah, he definitely needs to be higher. I mean,
I think he had a worse year than Harper. He definitely had a worse year than Harper. And somehow he's higher. And I think Bryce Harper was better before they're both contracts because they got both those contracts.
I think both of them are better than 72 and 71.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get Manny Machado's defense, which is very, I mean, we can't forget that's top five third base defense in the league, along with Arenado at one, Chapman at two, maybe Machado at three. So if we're talking defense, Machado should be higher. Now he did have a decline last year, but I mean, it just hurts. And obviously, I don't like Machado. I think he's a little bit of a baby, but
all right, 72. Yeah. Michael Conforto. I think he's a good player. I think he deserves to be on this list, but I don't think he's better than players that we just talked about one of the best pitchers ever. And then we see Michael Conforto. We just talked about Bryce Harper. Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Joey Gallo. I think they're all better than Conforto in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think I believe he's been a little bit injury prone, not super. He's only 27. It says he has played more than 150 games in his last two seasons. So he hasn't been, but just because he's playing those games doesn't mean he's better than me. And I don't like him better than those players that you just named. But at number 71, Nelson Cruz, DH. You wanna go into this one?
He is a great DH. I mean, he hit so many home runs. And like this guy said, what's a 39-year-old DH doing on here? I think he deserves to be up there. But I don't understand the consistency. I mean, are we ranking hitting or are we ranking defense? Because Nelson Cruz is a sole DH. So, you see what I'm saying? I mean, he's a great home run hitter, but I mean, there's no consistency here, in my opinion. I think Joey Gallo is better than him because he can field and hit home runs just like Nelson Cruz does. And he's faster. He's just better, in my opinion. So,
I agree fully. You need both sides of the field to be really good on my list. And yes, I like Nelson Cruz. He's a former Ranger, even though he did kind of screw us over.
But we should have a World Series.
Yeah, it hurts. But I think he's a good dude. And yeah. But the guy that's right in front of him, Sonny Gray. I don't know, man. I mean, he had a really good year last year. I think he's had a few like one-off years. I think that's what he kind of does. He has a really good year and then kind of spins off. But he's not better than Clayton Kershaw.
I don't think it's that far of a reach. I wouldn't hate it if Kershaw wasn't below him.
I think 70 is a good spot for him.
I think Kershaw should be ahead of him. I don't know where you could fit him in, but
yeah.
Well, I just don't think some of these guys we're about to see deserve to be as high as they are. Not 69. I think he deserves to be maybe higher, but or not high. I think actually,
yeah.
Turner and Nola, 69 and 68, and even Trey Turner at 67. I think all those guys are put pretty well, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, so Justin Turner is at 69. 68 is Aaron Nola, and 67 is Trey Turner. I think that's a good three right there.
Yeah,
for them.
I think they're ranked good. Only thing I can say is Trey Turner is – I really like Trey Turner because he's a – it says here he's a defensive shortstop, but he can hit the ball really well. And he is really so fast. So people look at his defense and take away from his hitting, I think, sometimes. But honestly, I think this is fair right here. Now, 66 I don't agree with.
Okay, so this is where things just completely lose me. So we aren't taking in defense for, let me look at the players. We aren't taking defense for Gallo. We aren't taking defense for the best defensive shortstop in the league, Andrelton Simmons. But now we're taking defense at 66. We have at 66 is Roberto Perez, catcher. What are we doing?
In addition to being one of the best defensive catchers in baseball, Perez last season reached new heights with the bat. Even if his offensive output slipped back a bit, he's still a highly valuable contributor. Yeah, great fielder, Dane. Not better than Trey Turner, Aaron Nola, Justin Turner, Sonny Gray, Nelson Cruz, Manny Machado, Kershaw, Tatis, Marte, Harper, Gallo. I mean, come on.
It's like mid list. He remembered. Oh, these players play defense too. Oh, let me put a defender on here. Let's go. Good job, Dane.
And then another one at 65. I don't agree with.
Is this another Victor defensive Robles. One? Oh my god!
First stat cast out,
Dane.
Outs above average statistic. The Nats young center fielder was the most valuable defender at any position last season. He's fast.
How?
And he
he's fast and he can play defense, which is a good player. But based off your other listings, you can't just start putting defensive players.
He's not
now.
Better than Bryce Harper. He's not better than Joey Gallo. He's the same player, different position than Trey Turner. Trey Turner used to play center field, and Trey Turner's a better hitter. So why is Trey Turner not above him? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's like mid ranking. Someone walked into his office and was like, "Yo, you know these players play defense, right?" He was like, "Oh," and he just went on a run of defenders. And I don't know, man. I just can't put those guys higher. Roberto Perez and Victor Robles are not better than the players mm-hmm. you've been naming.
I want to talk about we have a bunch of starting pitchers coming up. The worst thing he did to make us mad was Kershaw that low. Because then every pitcher he brings up, we're going to compare to that pickup. You see what I'm saying?
100%.
So we have John Gray at 64. Yeah. I mean.
Well, he plays in Colorado. So I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass. It is hard to pitch in Colorado. So if he's good in Colorado, I mean, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah, but I don't think he's better than Kershaw. Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm trying to get away from comparing everyone to Kershaw because everything's going to make me mad when we compare these pitchers to Kershaw.
So now we have Snell.
Blake Snell at 63, AL Cy Young winner in 2018.
I like Snell more than you do, I think. I think he's going to be better this year than he was last year. But
he was awful last year, and I think I like his character. Major League's been throwing a players tournament mm-hmm. in MLB The Show, and he's been really good in that. And I like MLB players that have a little bit of character to them because MLB is so boring when it comes to that.
Gallo's undefeated in that, I think.
He was. He lost last night to Gavin Lux, the guy that we talked about earlier. But he's first in the league, 11-1. Beat Bo Bichette, like destroyed.
He
Bo
destroyed
Bichette,
Blake Snell.
So, yeah, and the commissioner Trevor May. So, our boy Joey Gallo can do it on the field in a video game.
Yeah, Blake Snell. I don't hate this pick though at 63. honestly.
Yeah, and at number 62, Kyle Hendricks, not a very flashy pitcher. He's not going to strike a ton of people out, but he's going to get you out.
I think he's underrated, in my opinion.
I think he's underrated, too. He's a ground ball pitcher, so a lot of people don't know about him. He gets the ball on the ground, like I said, and gets outs. He's not going to go in and throw this 12 to 15 strikeout game, but that doesn't always matter when you're just playing really good.
All right, so 61, DJ LeMahieu. I think I really like DJ LeMahieu. I mean, he's batted like insane. He always has really good average, but also I don't know how much higher you could get him, honestly. I think he's better than – oh, my gosh. I just realized that Vladimir –
I think he's better than the guy, in front of him.
Was 56.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Oh, man. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Well, for one, I think DJ LeMahieu is higher than Vlad. I think DJ LeMahieu should be more low 50s. He had a fantastic year last year. Go do it again, and I can get you a lot higher. And I think you can probably say the same. I think he's higher than the guy that's above him, Miguel Sano. A big slugger on that Twins offense. So, I don't know how well he is on playing defense. But this says he may move to first base, so I would assume he's probably not the greatest defender in the world. But do you want to talk about 59?
Wilson Contreras, honestly, don't hate that pick.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was hurt part of last year. His defense isn't that great, but he's got a really good bat.
Muncy, 58, another pick I don't have a problem with.
Yeah, and I think this is the highest DH on the list. 57, Jorge Soler. He hit the AL leading 48 homers, and Dane has him hitting 50-plus next year. I mean, I don't know where Jorge Soler came from. I'm pretty sure he's been in the league for a few years.
I don't know. He just kind of popped out of nowhere. So, I mean, maybe we'll see him continue. Maybe we'll see him that be a fluke year. He's on the Royals, so does it really matter?
he's not competing for anything. Can
we move to 56? Okay.
Go for it. I'll let you start.
2019 was his only year of his career. Okay. I'm looking at a baseball reference here. 464 at bats, 126 hits, 15 home runs, batted 272. Okay. 15 home runs, batted 272 in his only year in baseball. And we see here that some of the best players in the game, in my opinion, like Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Joey Gallo, Clayton Kershaw, Blake Snell, are below him. He didn't even play a full year, and he only batted 272. It's not like he came in here and did an Aaron Judge and just started hitting dong shots. Yeah, he won the stinking home run derby, or he didn't win.
No, he lost to Pete Alonso.
He was insane in the home run derby. He ran out of juice.
Oh, he should have been the winner. But
still, what are we doing? 56, and he hasn't even played a full year. If that partial year he was batting like 300 or like, yeah, he put up 15 home runs in a partial year, which isn't bad, but like he didn't do enough to catch my eye to put him at the 56th best player in baseball above these guys that I've seen. Like, literally, you put him up above the best pitcher of the decade? Come on. Like.
So, I think Vladimir Guerrero was probably the most hyped player that I have personally seen since, like, a Mike Trout. Vladimir Guerrero, I'm pretty sure, came into last year on people's 100-player lists, and I think there were a few lists that had him in their top five third baseman Can we calm down on Vladimir Guerrero? Yes, I know his father, who was a Hall of Famer. And yes, I know he is projected to do great things, but he can't play defense. He's going to have to move over to first because he's the one of the worst. I'm pretty sure he was the worst defensive third baseman last year because I was looking at some defensive stats. So he can't play third. He didn't hit really well. How are we ranking him above players like DJ LeMahieu, the best pitcher in the last decade, Clayton Kershaw? I think he's better. Or I think Manny Machado is better than him. So it matters. Mr. Dane went from like 10 picks ago rating defense really high to defense doesn't matter. And I want Vladimir Guerrero to be this slugger, this projected slugger. And I don't know, man. I can't put him that high.
Next guy, 55, underrated in my opinion.
Ozzy Albies is really young. Good. And after this podcast, now that we said this, or if you can right now, I want you to look at the contract that he signed last year. It may have been the biggest robbery, I think, ever.
Yeah.
You want to go ahead and look that up real quick? Look up Ozzy Albies' contract that he just signed.
$35 million contract extension.
How many years?
The Atlanta Braves have reached an agreement with all-star second baseman Ozzy Albies on a multi-year deal that could keep him with the club through 2027. His target, 7-year, $35 million. $5 million a year.
Think about that. Think about that, Boom. That is a top 55 player. He's 55. We both think he should be higher. I think he should be more in the 40s.
You know, I actually respect him for that.
You thought it was good on him.
Okay. So, I respect that in athletes. I respect when guys like Tom Brady or in any sport don't go out and want so much money. What is the difference between $100 million and $20 million. Okay, well, $80 million. But why do you need $80 million when you're already at 20? When you're making $20 million, I mean, come on. So,
hold on. My issue is MLB does not have a salary cap.
No. Just hear me out here. I agree totally with you about guys like Bryce Harper have $300 million contracts. I agree with you that based on talent, comparative to the rest of the MLB and his talent compared to other contracts, I agree that he should be paid more. But I wonder if it was kind of a thing where he was like, what I think is, I don't need that much money. Because there is no way that he has to know his value. I mean, I don't think he's a stupid person, and he has agents. And so in my opinion, it would have to been, I don't need that much money. That's the only way I could.
Or he just took that hometown discount because I'm pretty sure he's been in that system for his whole career. I mean, he hasn't been traded, I don't think. So maybe he just was like, I just want to get a deal done. I just want to play here. But he's only 23. So if this year goes for the full 7 years, he does have the potential of getting another contract right in his prime.
Yeah.
So it just matters how much you him, yeah, his play right now.
But honestly, I think I would put him a little bit higher than 55.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
I'd put him way above 54. Look at 54.
Yeah, Lucas Giolito. He's one of the top prospects in all of baseball and apparently has failed to live up to that. But last year he was really good. 1 year. How are we putting a 1 year pitcher, I'm pretty sure only 1 year, above Clayton Kershaw?
Don't say it.
Above Blake. I know, I said it.
There it is again.
Above Blake Snell. Above Blake Snell. I'll give you that one. above Kyle Hendricks, above Sonny Gray, or not Sonny Gray, above a few pitchers, not even position players that we have talked about.
Yeah, I mean,
it's hard. I don't understand.
All right.
Number 53, I don't really have an issue with. Josh Bell, young Pirates first baseman, hit 37 homers last year. I mean, you can maybe move him up a little bit, but he also does play first. Not one of the most defensive-minded. I mean, I wouldn't put him above someone that was playing short and could hit really well. So
honestly, I like him so much because he's a switch hitting power hitter.
Yeah, I love him.
But yeah, I don't
know. Sorry, go ahead. What are you saying?
I'm just gonna say I don't disagree with his placement here. Probably higher, if anything.
So this next one, now looking at it, I hate it a lot. I think he might. 52 is Charlie Morton, and I think he should be a lot higher. Charlie Morton had a 3.05 ERA last year, but he has been good for the last like few years. He is not just a one hit wonder.
You're saying he needs to be better. I thought you were gonna do the opposite. I like him as far as I think he's a good pitcher. I would put him probably above Mike Clevinger, who's 51.
Yeah, 51 is Mike Clevinger. I would put him above him. I would probably put him above Hinjin Ryu due to injuries. I would definitely put him above Mike Soroka, who has only played for 1 year.
Yeah.
Maybe Granky. Granky's always been good, though. Let's try to speed this up a little bit, because I want to get to some of our lower guys. Anthony Rizzo at 50, first baseman. He's been good for so many years. I think fair, maybe a little bit lower for him, but Dane does say his offense is declining a bit.
I'd probably put Josh Bell above him, but that's just me.
Hinjin Ryu at 48. I'm just going to skip over Ketel Marte at 49. He had a good season last year, but we have to see that again. But 48, Hinjin Ryu was one of the best pitchers last year.
Yeah.
A 2.21 ERA.
And he had like a 1-point-something ERA going through like more than halfway through the season.
And when he does pitch, he is one of the top 15 pitchers in baseball, but he can never stay healthy. He is so good. He's so good. He just can't stay healthy, and it's so unfortunate. And that's kind of the same for our next guy here, but I also think should be higher.
But one thing about Hinjin Ryu, last summer I watched him play the Rockies in Colorado, and going into that game, he had like a 1.02 ERA, and it was like July. Then the Rockies, he was pitching in Colorado, put up like 8 runs on him. So I think I probably watched the single game that put his ERA up.
You watched like the one bad Hinjin Ryu game, apparently.
Yeah, which I'm glad because I like offense. But He, great player. And then the next guy, 47, I actually don't think he should be any lower, any higher. Unpopular opinion.
Aaron Judge. 47 is Aaron Judge, yeah. It's difficult.
Can't stay healthy right now, and he never has that great of an average. And since he had that breakout rookie season, he's been hurt. So,
I have to put him as a top 25 player. Like Dane said, if he didn't have the injury history, he hit the 50 plus or 50 some odd homers his rookie season. He's a very good defender. He's a very good defender.
Like 3 years, he only hit like 20 because he was hurt. So what I'm saying is, I agree with what he said. If he's healthy, yeah, he's top 25. But since he's been hurt so much, you can't really put him up there for me.
All right. Now this next player, Mike Soroka, 22-year-old, first year in the league last year, and somehow we're putting him at 46.
Great pitcher. Not 46, though. That's all I got to say on him.
Yeah.
He's just too young for me.
Young. 45 is George Springer. Man, another Astro. I don't have much to say about George Springer.
I like that placement.
I think that's good. So,
these next two are crazy.
Yeah.
Mitch Garver at 44.
Yeah. Mitch Garver was fantastic last year. I like him.
I don't. I think he should be like 35.
Oh, you think he should be better?
Yeah. My deal is we don't have great catchers in the league right now. Honestly.
Catcher is such a hard position to play. So,
well, but the thing is, this is probably the time that we've had the worst catchers. Before this kind of, we've had an era with good. We've always had a premier catcher in the league. Right now, do we have that? I mean, we have guy who's about to fall apart, Yadier Molina. We have Wilson Contreras, Mitch Garver. I don't know
if we have the premier. But I think we're pretty close. If Buster Posey has one more, like, a really good year this upcoming season, he's your premier still.
Oh, Posey is a beast. But he has declined more than any – or he's just declined. I mean, he's
– Well, he's not even on this top 100, so
– He shouldn't be because he hasn't been able to bat at all the past couple of years. But what I'm saying is, compared to the catchers in the league, you need a good catcher. So I think because – he's one of the best in the league. I think he should be a little bit higher.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, this next one, Corey Seager at 43 did not play very much in the 2019 season, if he played at all.
Okay. Why? I mean, you just ranked Aaron Judge at 47 because of his injuries. And now you say, okay, let's take a guy who, even when he's healthy, isn't better than half the shortstops that I've already had on this list.
He's good, but he's not better. He's not better than a healthy Aaron Judge.
Let's take a Tommy John surgery candidate who we've seen what Tommy John surgery does to players.
Yeah.
And put him above Correa and Turner and who else? What other shortstops? I mean, come on, he's not the 43rd best player. This one is crazy to me, honestly. He deserves to be on this list, but not even top 70 for me.
Yeah, I don't think he was a fantastic defender before. He's a really good hitter, brother of Kyle Seager, third baseman for the Mariners. Now he has a defensive related injury in Tommy John playing shortstop. And you're going to put him higher than Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge? Come on. What are you basing all this off of? What are you doing? Next one, 42, Zach Greinke. I don't have an issue with this one.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I don't have anything. The next one, I agree with too.
Freddie Freeman. I don't.
Actually, no. I don't either. I think he should be better.
I think he should be better also.
I think he's better than Gary Sanchez, Trevor Story.
Okay, hear me out here. Yes, Pete Alonso was fantastic last year. 53 homers. I'm pretty sure he just set the rookie record, if I'm not mistaken, for like MLB.
He passed Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge, yes. How are we going to put the 1 year? He's not going to be a one-hit wonder. I think Pete's going to be great. I like Pete. He won the home run derby. How are we going to put him above someone who is a pretty good defender at first and has been the model of consistency? Freddie Freeman at 40. Does
Freeman not bat 300 every year?
I'm pretty sure he does, and I'm pretty sure he can hit for enough power.
Is that just a – let's look this up on the old baseball reference real fast. Freddie Freeman, his 2019, he batted .295. His career average is .294. For a 11-year career, I think it says 11 here. For an 11-year career, is that not pretty good?
He's almost averaging three.
over a career.
And that hurts so much to see him at 41. He's better than Pete Alonso, like I said, and I do think he's better than Matt Olson. 10 spots ahead of him. 10.
Yeah. Okay, so from 2016, he batted 302. 2017, he batted 307. 2018, he batted 309. In 2019, he batted 295. If that isn't consistency, I don't know what is.
Can you tell me the homers?
Yeah. Home runs. Wow. He had his best home run hitting year this year. 2016, 34. 2017, 28. 2018, 23. And 2019, 38. So not crazy numbers. 38
is still really good.
Still really good.
That's two away from 40. If your first baseman's dropping 40 with...
If he's batting 300 and doing it, then yeah, that's special.
That's Hall of Famer. And I don't, like I said, he's now, they have Matt. So this is an issue. We both agree Matt Olson at 31 is a good defender or is a good hitter. But now Mr. Dean is defense. At first base, he's valiant defense. Matt Olson graded out as the best defensive first baseman. Okay, nice. But why are we now evaluating defense? Makes zero sense to me. But.
Okay.
All right. So the issues. So we're just going to try to skip a little bit quicker. Because we have one big issue. Player ranking wise coming up. Let's move to 34. JT Realmuto. Probably the best catcher in the major leagues. Would you say?
Yeah.
Now, do you think he should be higher being the best catcher in the major leagues?
Actually, no. I don't think he's the best catcher in the major leagues. I think Grandal is.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Grandal, which he's higher.
So I think actually he's in a good spot. Now, you skipped over – I just want – real fast, you skipped over one person. I do want to say Justin Verlander at 38, I think, should be, like, top 15, in my opinion.
He's great.
So
He was an AL Cy Young winner last year.
Yeah.
How are you going to put him at 38? I get he's 37. But where is this decline coming from after winning a Cy Young?
He won the Cy Young Award.
I don't really know. Let's skip to 31. Like I was saying about the first baseman, Matt Olson. I don't know how you're just ranking because he plays really good defense. I don't know how you can go from liking hitting to then liking defense, but he is a good package of both, but I don't think he's better than the model of consistency, Freddie Freeman.
No, I don't think so either.
Number 30, Shohei Ohtani. I like this spot a lot for him.
I wish he, yeah, I like it. I mean, he can pitch really well and hit very well. So,
and with the Tommy John, finally him this upcoming season, he'll be ready to pitch again. And if they do choose to pitch him a good amount, I mean, he's been a fantastic hitter, so there's no reason to even have to rush him back as a starter. Now they probably will because that team has.
Yeah. Now, I want to say something. 29, Shane Bieber. And even they had Patrick Corbin. Why are these guys above the Cy Young Award winner, Justin Verlander? What? Am I missing something?
Yeah.
Oh, and then especially... Jose Berrios at 28. What's going on? Like,
he's doing some wild projections with his starting pitching.
Yes,
Shane Bieber, who was fantastic, but that was 1 year. I'm gonna let him get the pass a little bit because I think he's someone who can continue it. Jose Berrios, or however you say it, is not better than Justin Verlander.
No, neither is Shane Bieber or any. Don't hate me for this. In my opinion, Justin Verlander is the best pitcher in the league.
Wow.
That's
okay. Just me.
That's coming from a Rangers fan, too.
Yeah, because he's an Astro. Yeah, he's really – he resurrected after he got off that horrible Tigers team. 26, Walker Buehler. I think it's a good slot for him. I think you can agree probably with that.
Yeah, it's hard. The starting pitch. If you took out just the starting pitchers and ranked them how he has them, it would be terrible. It would be the worst thing ever. Clayton Kershaw, Blake Snell, and Justin Verlander behind some of these guys. I mean, nothing against Walker Buehler. He's really good. Some of these other guys is just insane. I don't know what happened. But
now, can we talk about 24 Jack Flaherty above all of them at 24?
Or Luis Castillo at 23. I mean, what is going on with the starting pitching? Like, there is no way in heck. Who's his highest starting pitcher? We can get starting pitching out of the way.
Garrett Cole is his highest starting pitcher.
Okay.
I don't at all.
No, I think Verlander should be, but.
Oh, well, okay. Well.
And then it should be Cole and DeGrom. In my opinion.
Well, that hurts. We'll get to that in a second.
But anyway, what I'm saying is, if you ranked his starting pitchers, if you ask anybody rank the top 10 starting pitchers in this league, and you just took from this list, you'd have guys like Luis Castillo and Jack Flaherty at 4 and 5. What? Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that just doesn't make any sense at all.
So,
Luis Castillo was really good, but he had a 3.40 ERA.
22 is another one that I don't agree with. He literally
Yoan Makata was really good last year, and he's been a really good big high prospect for the last few years. So he's really basing this off a projection for next year, this pick right here.
But I don't think he's 22. I'm disagreeing with everything now is just because of the guys that I've seen, and I'm comparing them, and I'm like, what are you doing, dude? But whatever. 22.
So these next two players, 21 and 20, this is where the majority of our talk is going to be. I think both of these next two players are top 15 players. And yeah. 20 should be a top 10.
20 should be top 5, in my opinion.
One will get 21 over with. Eugenio Suarez hit 49 homers last year, and the year before he hit 34. He is a hitter. I'm pretty sure he can play pretty good defense. Wait, why are we still overlooking Eugenio Suarez?
I don't know.
Solid fielder.
Maybe because the Reds haven't been the best.
And they're about to be good due to my projections whenever I projected them second in their division a few podcasts ago.
But can I give my stats on 20 on my boy Nolan Arenado?
All right, yeah. 20 is Nolan Arenado. I'll let Boom take this one over.
Okay. So we have 20 at Nolan Arenado, third baseman, okay? 13, Alex Bregman, third baseman. Number 8, Anthony Rendon, third baseman. Matt Chapman, number 7, third baseman. Okay, so let's count. That's 1, 2, 3. 3, okay, so you have Nolan Arenado at the 4th best third baseman in the league.
Oh, my gosh.
I would put him at the 4th best player in the league. Okay? Okay, now let's compare. Okay? Compare him to Bregman and Rendon. So, Arenado, last year, and has consistently done this over a few years, batted .316 with 41 home runs. Not to mention, he has every fielding award, and when you think of fielders, you think of Nolan Arenado. At least I do. He's
gold gloves, platinum gloves. He has it all.
He is so good. So batted .316 with 41 home runs, and you have him at 20. Okay, behind. Let's see. Let's look at two other third basemen that are higher. Bregman batted .296 with 41 home runs. Same amount of home runs, batted less, and it is not as good of a fielder. I don't care what you say. Arenado is the best fielder at third base in the league.
And they have Bregman at 13.
Okay. Then Anthony Rendon batted 319, so about the same average, with 34 home runs. Less home runs, about the same average, not as good of a fielder as Arenado. And then who else do we have above him? Chapman? Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Chapman, okay? Really good fielder, really good hitter. But has Matt Chapman had great year? How many years has he been just outstanding?
I think he came out in his rookie year, and I think he's probably 2 years in the league now.
So
he'll be coming into his third.
So you're ranking Matt Chapman, who is a really good fielder, over, in my opinion, the best fielder in at third. Who bats
Chapman's ranked 7, by the way.
Yeah. Who bats 300 every year. Nolan Arenado is if I'm a general manager and I say, and somebody asks me, what do you want in the third baseman? I say a great fielder and a really good hitter. That's what you want in baseball. That is your perfect baseball player. That is Michael Trout. That is your baseball player. That's what Nolan Arenado is. Batting 300 and hitting home runs, hitting nukes, and winning Golden Gloves and it's insane to me how Arenado is 20. If you ask me who my top five position players, excluding pitchers, Arenado is up there, no doubt. I don't know how you can put him at 20.
And let me give the rankings of these other third. So at 13, he has Bregman. At 8, he has Rendon. And 7, he has Chapman. I think Rendon is probably the closest equivalent. I think Rendon's been one of the most underrated players in the league. But Rendon is not a very good defender. Chapman's a better defender. I think we can both agree that Nolan Arenado is the best third base defender in the league. You can show me all the stats you want on Matt Chapman. Nolan Arenado has been doing this for years. And I just can't put Matt Chapman at 7 when you're putting Nolan Arenado at 20. That's probably the most controversial one on here, I would say.
Well, I want to talk about another controversial thing real fast. Xander Bogaerts at 14, okay? A shortstop at 14, okay? Javier Baez is number 19. Michael Barra, who are the top three shortstops in the league right now?
I would say number 1 is probably Javi.
Okay.
I would say number 2.
Lindor, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Lindor. My bad. So, and then number 3, for projections, I would say Glaber.
Yeah, so did I hear Xander Bogaerts? I don't think so.
You did not.
Unless I'm deaf, I think I could ask 100 people that question, I wouldn't hear Xander Bogaerts maybe once. Maybe if I was in Boston. What is going on? Why is Javier Baez and Francisco Lindor, if you were ranking his shortstops, he would have had Lindor at 1, then he would have had Bogaerts at 2. Above Glaber and
no,
Baez.
Well, listen to this. He had Lindor, Bogaerts, then Glaber, then Lindor. So my number 1 or
then
my number 2?
Baez at last. Lindor was first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my bad.
So
his shortstops just were pretty much reverse of mine.
Yeah. All right. So then you want to go to 13? I mean, we skipped over Strasburg at 16. I like that placement. Altuve at 18.
Altuve sucks. I hate him. Altuve, you're terrible. Heck off. Sorry. But, yeah. You're an Astro. I don't like Bregman either. You guys cheated. Get out of here. You're not in my top 25. Sorry.
They definitely are. I think they're I think they're definitely in top 25. I just don't like how Bregman's above Arenado and. But whatever.
I won't go into any more Astros stuff. But you want to talk 11?
11. Okay, Juan Soto. One of my favorite players in the league. Honestly, I love young, cocky power. I mean, that's what I like in baseball.
It's a different cocky than Manny Machado.
Yeah, it's not dirty. Machado's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
He steps on people on purpose. Juan Soto, you need to have a swagger when you're going up to the plate. Okay. With all that being said, he's not the 11th best player in the league. He's just not. Why is he above Arenado and Bregman and Strasburg and Verlander? And I mean, the list goes on and on.
Looking at this list now, I could possibly put him at like 15, 16. Okay, I know we're hating on Dane for like having this mind of method of like changing how we think. And Juan Soto isn't necessarily a one-hit wonder, but his last year was his best year. It was such a good year. And Juan Soto is going to be a star in this game.
Yeah, he is. But he's not old enough to put above Arenado and Scherzer and these kind of guys who have proven themselves.
So, Acuna 10, I like it. Lindor 9.
I'd put Acuna higher.
So, all right, hold on. I want to do something a little bit different. Let's go from 1 to 10, and I want you to rank your 1 to 10 best players. Just do it now.
Not the list. Mine?
Yes, and then we're going to go over his.
Okay, Trout, number 1.
Okay.
Bellinger, 2.
Wow, okay.
I would go Yelich, 3.
Okay.
Verlander, 4.
All right.
Cole, 5.
All right.
Arenado, 6.
Okay.
DeGrom, 7. Acuna, 8. I'd probably go Rendon, 9.
Have you said Lindor?
I'd go Baez, 10. I think Baez is better than Lindor.
All right, let me do mine real quick. I got Trout 1, Mookie 2, Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, crap. I totally left out Mookie. Yep.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'd put Mookie at 2. Yeah. I'd move everybody back 1.
11.
Yeah.
So mine, I'm putting Trout 1, Mookie 2, Jacob DeGrom 3, Bellinger 4, 5. Yelich, 6, Gerrit Cole, 7, Arenado, 8, Javier Baez, 9, Lindor, 10, Acuna.
That's not bad. I totally forgot about Mookie. That's my bad. But, yeah, and honestly, his top 6 is okay for me. His top 6 is okay.
Yeah, let me read off his top 10. Gerrit Cole, Yelich, DeGrom, Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman, Anthony Rendon, Lindor, and Acuna. I think that's good. If you can add Arenado to that, and I guess you, Justin Verlander, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think Verlander's like 11 for me, probably.
If you switch Chapman and Arenado, you have a solid top 10 there.
That is a very, very solid top 10. And I would – if you switch
– the third baseman.
Well, I mean, that would be – yeah.
The third base.
I personally don't think Gerrit Cole is better than DeGrom, but that's just me. I think DeGrom's been doing it. I mean, Cy Young's. Come on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I think Dane tried his hardest, but obviously we just talked about for an hour and 20 minutes on why we didn't like his list.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't good as far as consistency and just lack of, I mean, I don't know if he was going for a, like, I don't know if he wanted this. Maybe he wanted people to react like this, because it's almost like
gets clicks. Me and you both clicked it.
It's almost like he took guys that we know have been dominant, ranked him a little lower than they should, but kept Mike Trout at one to make everybody.
Imagine Trout was two. I wouldn't even react to this list at that point. That's when I know he's like trying to get clicks.
Yeah. But
Trout is the unanimous best player in the league. It's not even close.
But you have any questions for me?
I do. So, I want your AL MVP, your NL MVP, your AL Cy Young, and your NL Cy Young. And we'll see how long this takes you. This is going to be tough. This is off the off the old noggin.
I don't want to say Trout. I don't want to be safe.
Okay, so you're saying your AL MVP first?
I'll do NL first so I can think about it. NL, I've got Christian Yelich.
Okay. Did Bellinger win it last year?
Yes, he did.
Yelich. So Chris, it went Yelich, Bellinger, Yelich. Right, I can see that. What'd you?
So then I'd go AL. I don't. The Braves are in the AL, right?
No, Braves are NL.
Okay, never mind then. That ain't gonna work. Crap. I gotta say Trout.
Yeah.
I don't know who else to say. I really didn't want to, but.
It's hard not to.
Cy Young. I've got Garrett Cole, AL. And Scherzer.
All right. I'm gonna say mine. I got AL MVP being Mike Trout. I have NL MVP being Bellinger. I have AL start Young. This one may ruffle some feathers. Let me look for his. Oh, I have AL Cy Young. Maybe a little biased. I have it being Corey Kluber. I think he's about to come back this upcoming year.
Wait a second.
He's going to lead this pitching staff.
Wait a second. Kluber wasn't even on this list.
Yep.
Just because he was hurt. Come on, dude. You're putting prospects on here, but you can't even put a Cy Young Award winner in the past who's coming back from injury. That's the same thing as a prospect coming back from injury. I mean,
it's literally,
he's proven himself and won a Cy Young. Come on. I just realized that.
It's tough. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had multiple.
Wait, was Mike Minor on here?
ERA seasons, and Minor wasn't either.
The starting pitchers was terrible.
The starting pitchers was definitely his lowest spot.
And then the top third baseman was bad too. But
yes.
So keep continue.
I had Corey Kluber, AL, and then NL. I'm going to give it to DeGrom. I think he's going to go back to back to back.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I have a question for you now. If he does that, does he start getting in the Clayton Kershaw talk?
I think he's already in the Clayton Kershaw talk.
You think he's would you put him better than Kershaw?
Oh, for this upcoming season, yes.
No, I'm talking about
not for like career yet. Kershaw.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If he went back to back to back, would he career wise be Kershaw?
Yeah, I think so. Over the last 10 years, Kershaw has been the best pitcher in baseball. You cannot change my mind on that. But if you go back to back to back in the same league that Kershaw's in, you're in your Kershaw, because obviously Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, let's see, like 30 or something. But he probably should still be first ballot.
I think he could retire and be easy Hall of Famer.
Jacob DeGrom is fantastic, and I just can't put him any lower. I can put him in that Clayton Kershaw conversation. And that's why it hurt so much when I saw Kershaw that high on this list.
That was Well, when I saw that, that had to give us the clue that the starting pitching was going to be jacked up. But anything else?
Maybe we'll do like a little short spinoff episode where we go by the positions on this list. Just to like analyze what that is. Maybe we can do like his, what he had is his top 20 starting pitchers. But yeah. No, I think that's all. We had a few edits, or we're going to have to do a few edits on this. We had a few cutouts, but hopefully it'll come out good. Boom, I appreciate you coming on.
It was fun, and can't wait till Nolan Arenado signs his Ranger contract.
That would be sweet. Oh, my gosh.
All right. It was fun.
All right. See ya. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.